This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Pressure at all. But yeah, it is an absolute honor to be able to represent this beautiful country of ours. It was absolutely amazing. Thank you. So yeah, it's the Surf Life Saving Nationals this year. It's quite an impressive event, held by Life Saving South Africa, and it's basically 3 days of racing in the pool, followed by 3 days racing in the surf. And that is something that's so important, because life saving as a sport is actually based on something greater, and that is being able to save lives and practice rescuing people as fast and efficiently as possible. So that is really cool to have the combination of having the pool events followed by the surf events. It's no matter what the condition, what the venue, it's about saving lives. And yeah, it's such an impressive carnival that's held every year, and I was blessed enough to be able to perform really, really well both in the pool events and the surf events. And I ended up winning the overall competitor of the competition for the surf life saving, which, yeah, it was amazing. So, yeah. Sure. That is a really good question. There's so many, and a lot of them I absolutely love. I love the sport. But if I had to pick a favorite, it would definitely be close to my roots. I love surf swim. That is one of my favorite. Because yeah, I come from a background of being a pool swimmer, and I transitioned into open water swimming. And so yeah, surf swim. And then definitely Iron Woman as well, which combines surf swim with board race with a surf ski race plus running in between. And then the final favorite event of mine would probably be the Rescue Tube Rescue, which simulates a rescue event where we have a patient and a rescuer. So the patient will race out past the waves to a buoy, and they would raise their hand. And the minute they raise their hand, the rescuer will run in with like a torpedo buoy and to go and rescue the patient. And they get to the can, secure the patient, and then race back onto the beach where your carriers will be waiting to carry the patient out the water. So it's really close, yeah, close to to what life saving is. So yeah. Yes, that's 100% true. So something that's so special about life saving as a sport is also we do voluntary duty on the beaches over the holidays, and that's something that I feel is so important, especially in South Africa, because there's a lot of people that don't know how to swim or don't know the correct safety protocols when being at an open body of water, whether it be the ocean or a dam or a swimming pool. And just being able to prevent drownings, it just means so much. And it gives so much meaning to our sport as a whole, because we're not just doing the sport for the sport, it's for a greater purpose. Definitely. And also, like, one of the major advice is just to give to the public is, like, always, whenever you go down to the beach, always swim be between the flags and make sure that there's a lifeguard on duty, because yeah, that is the goal, to save lives and prevent drowning. So you have different age categories in life saving, and so you've got the juniors and your seniors, as well as your nippers. So nippers is kind of like learning to be lifesavers, and that is generally any up until the age of 14, and then after, I think it's from like 14 to 19, that would be the junior category, and then 19 and over would then be the open category. So the female open captain would be, I'm captain of the senior team. So we also have junior team captains as well. So yeah. I absolutely cannot wait. It is such an honor to be able to compete at these incredible beaches and incredible places. And yeah, I think what I'm most excited about is just the team that we're sending this year. It's just these lifeguards are incredibly motivated and incredibly talented, and South Africa ranks top five in the world for life saving. So it's really an incredible opportunity to showcase our sport and bring awareness to our sport as well on a much larger scale. I'll be taking part in the Surf Swim and the Iron Lady. So those are my two main focuses for New Zealand. And it's really quite cool, because all the points get pooled, and at the end of the competition, it's from over all the disciplines, they will be handing out first place, second place, third place per country. So it's actually per team. So it's really exciting. And the last event that I participated in the same event, South Africa placed third overall, behind Australia and New Zealand. So I'm really, really hoping to to break into the top two this year. Yes, there definitely is. So as it's currently, that title is held by Life Saving Australia, and a close second would be Life Saving New Zealand. So we are going for them and bringing our best. Yes, I would definitely say go for it. Go to the nearest beach and there will be a life-saving club there, and get involved, because it's also teaching your kids very, very important life skills. And it's not only it's also community service. It's giving back to the community. So it's such an incredible sport to be part of, and with such a awesome end goal in terms of drowning prevention and saving lives. I think there's nothing more important than that. It's so incredible. And yeah, just a special mention of we will be celebrating World Drowning Prevention Day in July. July, the 25th of July every year. So it's just so cool to be part of something that's greater than oneself. Exactly. Thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.